DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
For the win, and the kick is good. And the fourth quarter magic remains for Denver. 18-15, Denver with the winner.
How about them there Broncos? Man, we did it again.
I know.
Six in a row.
Oh, my God.
Man, the Broncos are on fire.
Yeah, they are, right?
Hottest team in football
so good now
are Denver Broncos. Super Bowl!
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Another one of those weeks,
man. It's just always at the very end. Yeah. It makes me crazy.
It's okay. We'll take it. It's better than losing, Jamie, right?
It is. It is.
And with the football game.
Did I tell you I have some stats? Did I tell you I have some stats?
Yeah. Forget about the stats.
Did I tell you? Do you want to hear some stats?
Not really. Right, because I want to get to the big date.
Maybe we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
Now, crocodile.
Suddenly standing 10 feet tall. Take a look at us now.
Oh, got to go to the Bronco game.
No way to stay afloat. We were scared and said, the stars you broke. We're ending on a sky-high note somehow. Body, you were all it goes. Take a look at us now.
Oh, yeah, forget about football. Sunday was the day, man, the big date. It was giving Nile Crocodile a chance. Jamie White and Nile watching the game together.
Okay. Woo, with a bunch of people. With a bunch of other people.
How'd it go?
We were with a bunch of people.
How many people are we talking about? How many people crashed this party?
Well, they didn't crash this party. We were at a group table.
I'm just saying.
So even Nash's grandparents were there.
What?
Well, they go there. They go there.
Oh, so happened to be.
It's a big family table.
I thought you invited them.
No, they were there. No, so they have all the tables together. So it's just a big family, like kind of. It was at Bud's. We met at Bud's. And they put all the tables together when there's like a game and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just a big family atmosphere.
All right, so it's just a big group of people. You're at Bud's. You're watching the ball game. Broncos. Kind of a boring game in the first three quarters. But then they pull it out at the end. But that was the big day. That was the chance giving Nile Crocodile a chance to hang out with Jamie White for a couple of hours.
What? That's such a weird way to say it.
I'm just saying. But he had a shot. He kept saying, give me a chance, give me a chance. I'm just calling it his chance. That's what he called it.
Okay, so there's a few red flags and a few green flags.
Okay.
All right. Fair?
Do we start with the red or green?
Well, let's start with me being red.
You're a red flag?
Yeah, because first of all, my girlfriend, we went out Friday night, right?
Yeah.
After all the trick-or-treaters, her and I went out Friday night, and I was telling her, I'm good. And she's like, you got to get your nails done. That just shows you don't even care about them. I was like, oh, my God. And I didn't.
So the nails were bad.
I didn't get my nails done.
So you didn't get them done.
No, I didn't.
And they look bad. Did they come up in conversation?
No, but
like
I was just paranoid.
Hideous.
I was just paranoid. paranoid. Because I'm giving him a break because I had acrylics on and I'm just giving him a little break.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, this guy wears a fire starter around his neck. I don't know if he cares about the nails.
He had it in his pocket.
Yeah, I just don't know if he cares about nails.
No, he showed me how it was in his pocket.
But my point is, being an outdoorsy guy, a little bit of dirt doesn't bother him. You know? But,
well, they're not dirty. They're just not done.
No, I'm just saying. He's a very earthy guy.
Gotcha.
And I'm not sure the nails are a big deal.
I don't know. Then I was paranoid. And then your worst pet peeve, I was 30 minutes late.
You were 30 minutes late to Bud's?
Yep.
Well, that's not a big deal.
But I gave him
the game
choice.
Already started.
Yes. Okay. But I gave him the choice to like wait until I got there because he'd be there with all these people that I know, but he doesn't know, right?
Right.
And so, but they ended up like knowing he was coming. So they all like loved him and took him in.
He had never been to Bud's?
Nope, never.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all these people were strangers to him.
Right? Yeah. But they all took it. But it's such a great place and friendly that nobody cares.
You're going to watch a ball game. It's not like you're going to be there just for dinner and you're 30 minutes late. You're going to go watch a game. You know it's going to be 4 hours, right? You're going to be there. 30 minutes late. I don't call that a big red flag, Jamie.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, good.
So I'll give you a pass on that.
I did feel
Although it is a pet peeve of mine.
I don't like late.
I know. I don't like late.
And I was like, oh God. But I gave him the option to wait until I got there if he wanted to, you know, but no big deal.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway. So he starts doing this thing and I can't stand this. This is a red flag.
These are all red flags. Nails were bad. I'm writing them down as we go. Nails were bad.
You don't need to
Jamie's
write them down.
Late.
You don't need to write them down.
And now,
why are you writing them down? That's just weird.
Well, in case I have to reference back at some point.
Okay.
You know.
Taking notes.
Yeah, I guess. Weird.
All right. Weird. Third.
So he starts like texting me like niceties, nice things, right? Like nice stuff. And I can't stand that because you don't even know me. You know what I mean?
Well, we started texting when?
That day or even Saturday.
Okay.
Like love bombing me. And I can't stand that.
The day before you met at Bud's.
Yeah, because you don't know me.
Got right down
and
love
I'm really against like...
You guys haven't even hung out yet.
Exactly.
Like what though? Give me an example. What do you mean by love bomb?
I can't wait to see your beautiful face. Crap like that.
Oh.
You know, like you don't need... What?
You find that too aggressive?
Yeah,
you find that just a little bit weird or fake?
Or fake. You don't know me.
Really?
You don't know me. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
All right, so that's a big strike, I guess. No love bombs.
No love bombings.
All right, no love bombings. All right, that was a big negative. Red flag.
But then I got there, and we had a blast. We absolutely had a blast. Everybody loves him at Bud's. It was great. It was super fun. But then I had a cocktail, and so I was like, I got the balls. I'm going to bring it up. So I asked him about all these girls texting me and all these girls saying that he's on that.
That's a bad move. What are you doing that for?
Because
I mean, it's a first date. You don't want him to love bomb you. Why would you start asking him about former girlfriends on the first meeting, especially with a bunch of people around?
Because they're texting me. These girls are texting me. That's why.
Well, it's
and still, I was showing him all. Here's one. You ready? You ready for this one? Here's a text I got. Ready? Run, run, run. And don't look back. Do your research.
How do these girls have your number?
They're in our DMs on BJ and Jamie. They're reached into my DMs.
Oh, you said texting you.
I'm sorry. Do your research. He's been engaged 1,000 times in a very short time frame. It's called love bombing. She even wrote
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That. It's called love bombing. He will have control of you in no time. Let's see here. And then she go and look at the, look how long this DM is.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Look at that. How long
exes
is this?
Exes always have something bad to say, Jamie.
But it doesn't matter. Always. If it's in her head already, then she's going to be just thinking about it nonstop. It's going to be in the back of her head.
It says, please look at the Facebook group called, Did We Date the Same Guy? Are we dating the same guy? He's all over that page.
So now you've got him at this football game that you guys are watching with other people around trying to defend himself on past relationships. No, no, no.
He did this admit that he got engaged after 4 months. Isn't that weird? 4 months?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to judge the guy on that. I mean, I don't think that's all that weird.
4 months?
Well, four months. I mean, who knows what the situation was.
So what about him being on that group? Have we dated the same guy? Or are we dating the same guy?
What do you mean? Him on the group?
Apparently, he's all over it. Girls are saying, I'm dating him, and he's dating it. And he said, look, I date. I'm dating. Like, okay. I don't know why these girls are thinking that we were exclusive. I was just dating. I'm dating. You know? And I was like, okay, well, I'll let that one go. But he's all over that page, I guess.
Okay.
Are we dating the same guy page?
So, I don't know anything about that page, so that's hard for me to make a comment on. I don't know anything. I don't know how that even works.
I guess you get on. I don't know. I'm not on it. But
yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, people essentially, these ladies go on there and like, I wonder if, like, am I the only one dating this guy? Or, and they describe him and they'd say what, like red, green flags, all this stuff. And
here's
they just
what,
compare.
Here's what I pictured, though. I pictured everybody showing up to watch a football game and it never really getting into anything in depth when it comes to websites, exes, or anything of that nature. That it's a first date.
Well, we did.
And we keep everything on the surface.
Well, we did because those are in my DMs and I got to address it.
So where do we stay at? We're not dating anymore.
Well, listen. I mean, this, and then it says, I'm not kidding you. He's going to ask you to get
engaged.
Did
it turn into a fight?
No. I mean, yeah. I went to the table. We did a round table discussion.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone was involved.
This is bad.
I don't know if I've done that.
I feel like he got ambushed.
He kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. And then I was like, all right, well, everybody tell Niall bye. You'll never see him again.
Oh.
But I was kidding. It was funny. And then he was like, what? But I'm like, I don't know. You know, there are just some red flags. So many of these girls are reaching out to me. And he's like, it's her and all her friends. He's like, they did it to another girl the last time I tried to date somebody. I said, well, why are they reaching out to me? If she's the one that ended the engagement, why does she even care? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't get why she even cares.
I think just a lot came up.
And then I said, you know, does she care because you really are a red flag and she's trying to warn me? Like, maybe I should listen.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that. What? Just my honest opinion is that if it were me in that situation, I would feel like that, I got ambushed. And second, that I don't know if it had to get that in depth. On the first date.
Well, it did. So we can't do anything about it. It did. And the thing is, you know, I need to know about
Do you think it should have?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
Because I have questions about all these girls reaching out to me.
But you weren't in.
Why wouldn't I? Yeah, I have to figure it out. Like, why are all these girls reaching out to me and saying these horrible things about this guy? Like, what? You've got to explain it because it's weird. You know?
Well, again, they're exes, so there's a reason.
Yeah.
All right?
But
there
is
a reason.
But how many are exes?
And whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
Listen, I'm giving Niall
the benefit. Don't you think it was much for a first date?
I'm giving Niall the benefit of the doubt, especially with this whole, like,
no,
are
you're
we
not.
Dating the same people? Because if you're dating, are you going to tell everyone that you're dating that about this girl that you saw last night or the girl you're seeing after her?
Right, and I forgave that part.
Yeah.
Not that I need to forgive,
yeah.
But I excused that part because if you're just dating, you're just dating.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to tell every girl about every other girl that you're dating.
Right, like if that website was opposite, I'd be all over that thing.
Yeah, yeah,
But I do think that you, Jamie, for example, or maybe even you, Carson, I don't know. But I think if a website was out there and they were saying horrible things about you, I think you would get on there and defend yourself.
You're right? Not allowed. You can't be invited.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, wouldn't you want to?
He can't, though.
But would you want to?
Of course. Yeah, but yeah. He's a boy. He can't.
You'd want to get in there and say, whoa, 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 this is not true.
Right, but he's not allowed.
That's why I'm sticking up for him, because it's, yeah.
It's kind of a mean
sight. He can't defend
it
himself.
Is a mean sight.
unless it's true, and then you're, like, happy about it.
So, are we seeing him again? Is it over? Is it done? Is it finished? Did he leave?
We left nicely.
Oh, we nice. Left.
We, yeah.
You left together.
He's in my bed.
What? Where?
At my house.
Right now?
Right now.
Are you kidding?
That's a wrinkle.
I don't know what to believe. I swear to
God. Oh, no. In my sleep number. Know.
Yeah, sleep number.
Guess what number his sleep number is?
2.
No, he's a 40.
Oh, she knows his sleep number.
Is that the number of women that we're talking about here on that
site?
Yeah,
I guess
so. 40. All right, so yeah, no, everything's
he's
good.
He's in my bed.
Let's call him.
No, let's not call him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to go over to Jamie's house.
You'll have to figure this one out on your own.
I'm going to validate.
I'm to the point of where I don't even want to ask questions anymore. I'm gun-shy now. I don't know what's
he's
going on.
He's a 40.
On. He's a 40.
Yeah, my number's a 43.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.